Welcome back to Mears Podcast. Today we have some special guests, Isaiah Alday, Blake Spaber, and Jalen Moore. Jalen, what sparked World War I?
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. It caused all the European powers to fall into place. Serb nationalists killed him.
And also, why were armies craving a new type of weapon in World War I?
Because the old semi-automatic weapons of previous wars are getting old. The military is looking for something new.
And what did this vision lead to in the future with all these machine guns coming into picture?
It led to a lot of iconic silhouettes in warfare history. The beautifully wood grain crafted Russian AK-47, the alien sought after M16, the German MP40 and the bullet hose, or the war pig known in America, the light machine gun, the M60.
What made trench warfare a key role in World War I?
It made a key role because it caused American soldiers who's never fought that type of war style to adapt in the different situations they were exposed in overseas in Europe.
Why was militarism so important to World War I?
Militarism denoted a rise in military expansion. An increase in military and naval forces more influenced of the military men upon the policies of a civilian government.
And what were some of the major key points?
It was, though, the major key points were all really about principles of peace, negotiations in order to win World War I.
And now we're with Blake Sprayberry. What nations were expanding overseas?
Well, Dimitri, mainly European nations were expanding overseas were Great Britain, Germany, France, and Belgium.
And also, how do you feel about imperialism?
Well, it is the economic and political domination of one country over a smaller country. Europeans expanded their power overseas for many reasons. They needed to import raw materials for manufacturing. High tariffs in industrialized nations intended to protect domestic industries, reduce trade, forcing companies to look for new markets overseas.
And also, what were some of the reasons tanks were introduced in World War I?
Well, the first deployed as a response to the problems of trench warfare, ushering in a new era of mechanized warfare. Though initially crude and unreliable tanks, eventually became a mainstay of ground armies.
When tanks were first introduced into war, what were some of the main opinions about them?
People thought that they were very unreliable because of the way that they were made and manufactured. They were not a reliable source of warfare in that time of era.
Welcome back from the break. Jalen, what were the 14 points?
The 14 points was a statement of principles for peace that used for peace negotiations in order to end World War I.
Now we're back with our good friend Blake Spearberry. What were some of the alliances in World War I?
Well, the alliances back then were very complicated. Some of the bigger countries tried taking control over the smaller countries because they didn't have enough power to rule territory. People joined forces to create deals with other countries to make things happen.
And also, when were the first poisonous gas attacked in World War I?
Poison gas was one such development. The first significant gas attack occurred in Ypres in April 1915 when the Germans released clouds of poisonous chlorine into the air.
Now we're here with Isaiah Alday. What were the importance of airplanes in World War I?
Airplanes had a vital role in World War I. Due to the static nature of the trench warfare, they were the only means gathering information beyond enemy trenches.
And I also heard, what were the importance about airplane fighting?
They had these battles called dogfights, which were battles in the air.
And who was the best person?
The most elite pilot fighter was Eric Hartman with 352 confirmed kills.
Must have been in the air for a while, huh?
It happens.
In conclusion, since y'all are part of this World War I, what are some of y'all's thoughts? Blake?
Well, I thought the war was a very tragic. There were a lot of deaths during this war. A lot of things happened that made America and a lot of countries around the world who they are today and what they believe in and how things work around what they do. And I believe that World War I was one of the most key parts to this to history ever.
And Isaiah Allday, what was important to you in World War One?
Important to me was one of my close friends, Alvin York, winning the first Medal of Honor. He was a very good friend of mine. We were very close, and he deserved that medal.
And Jalen Moore, how do you feel about the whole situation of World War One and how everything went down?
Well, for starters, I thought it was a key part of how human history moved on. It was one of the most deadly conflicts all of us have ever been through as a species. It wasn't he, she, race, this, black, white. It was everybody versus everybody. And also wasn't the fact that we changed the way war was fought, you know? New technology was brought out. The true colors of certain countries were brought out. The greediness of our country was brought out. It was ridiculous. It was good and bad for the human culture in general.
Well, thanks for joining me with Meter's podcast. I just want to give a special thanks to these veterans and the people who were a part of World War One and all the great things that they did.